This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, baby, we have first four action tonight in Dayton, Ohio. We have first four action tomorrow, and we have the tip sheet right here.
Oh, baby. Oh, look
the
at
the tip sheet.
Look at this handwriting, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at that.
Two pages, Tony Kornheiser, old man Kornheiser over here, and this is invaluable. This may not have you definitely win your bracket, but for the purposes of this show, you will not lose your bracket.
There we go.
It's except all of us following his advice, one of us will get screwed because we're all taking the same advice. So somebody will still lose it.
Yeah, here. But all you guys don't follow to a
no.
T. RJ doesn't
That's
follow
true. I don't even follow
RJ doesn't follow it. I follow it most to a T.
And you win every year.
You do.
And I win the show challenge every year.
Every single
just going to copy your bracket.
Year.
So then the question is, why don't you follow it?
Because I watch too much and I'm like, that's not going to happen here.
Yeah.
That doesn't count for this team.
I have to blindly follow it out of fear of losing the show challenge because I'm not watching college basketball like you are.
Yeah.
And if I watched, right, during NFL games, you're like, have your own opinion.
Right.
You have your own expertise.
Absolutely.
That weighs
you know,
in.
You use the numbers and you can either be completely beholden to the numbers or just use them as extra data points. Tonight, it's St. Francis and Alabama State. That's a first four game, 5:40 on True TV. And then at 8 o'clock, North Carolina and San Diego State. And North Carolina is the basically the jumping off point for a lot of the anger that's going on. Their athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, got a $100,000 raise, a bonus, by having them in the tournament. And it's like, all right, that's probably shouldn't have that in your contract if you're going to be on the selection committee. But so much so that it has angered men and women in the government of the United States of America. Patrick Morrissey is the governor of West Virginia, and he announced that they are taking legal action against the NCAA.
And I've asked Attorney General McCuskey to launch an investigation into the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee to determine if any backyard deals, backroom deals, corruption, bribes, or any nefarious activity occurred during the selection process. I know that the Attorney General and I are going to leave no stone unturned during this process.
I mean, you want to talk about some sour grapes. Is that not what this is?
Or is that winning over some local support?
Yeah, you're gonna buy your votes. That's exactly what this is. You know, maybe don't lose by 24 to Pitt. Like, you know, maybe don't lose 13 games on the year.
What did Stuart Mandel tweet yesterday? I thought he was actually gonna get in trouble for it at first.
Oh, they're playing? They were talking about the North Carolina plane being delayed, and he said the North Carolina plane ran into a quad one opponent.
That's right. That's great. It's a great line. It's a great line by Stewie there.
Yes.
I get it. Like, you know, you got to stop worrying about the 69th team here. Nice. At the end of the day, the 69th team is not winning the national championship. You want a better system? I agree. And my school's been the 69th team before. It sucks. It really does. I think that they should change the committee. The committee does not need to have anybody that has current biases on it. And that means by current employment on it. You have to be out of the sport. Because Bubba Cunningham gets $100,000 if Carolina makes the tournament, and then he gets another $250,000 based on performance within the tournament. You can't have those in your contract and be on the committee. You just can't. It's just very, very bad optics. Don't lose to a bad K-State team by 13, though. You know, they had 13 losses. Like, what do you want? What are we going to do here? So that is Morrissey, the governor, Patrick Morrissey, the governor of West Virginia. Now, shall we?
Let's do it. Get out your pens and paper, especially if you're driving.
All right, these are historic tourney trends. These are things that you just have to live your life by when it comes to the tournament.
Pepe, now, how much do you follow these? See, I think he is a little know-it-all, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no offense to you, Choppy. But I think Peyton Light is like, all right, I watch, I follow. I'm a little bit more of an expert here, so he's not going to be a total slave to the numbers like I am.
I mean, I follow them a little bit, you know, but I'm kind of like RJ. It's like sometimes you just got to, like, sometimes it's going to fail. One day it's going to fail. And so I'm just like, that. This is going to be the area it's going to fail. So I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
All right.
All right, here we go. Top seeds advance. Since 1985, one seeds are 154-2. Two seeds are 145-11. Three seeds are 133-23. And four seeds are 123-33. So those are all 79% winning percentages or above. Don't pick a one seed to lose. Don't really pick a two seed to lose. You know, three seeds, four seeds, you're getting 85% and 79%. I mean,
so the chalk ends up.
The chalk ends up. On average, 113 seed beats a four seed about 0.8 times per tournament. So, like the 13 seed, I said 79%. On average, it's 0.8.
So almost one.
Almost one.
So basically, 113 is going to beat a four.
Yeah, it's more like one every year and a half, right? So like one every. So like you have to like. The way it works, one every five, kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously, there's only four. 12 seeds beat a five 1.5 times per tournament. 11 seeds.
One and a half every tournament?
Yeah. So you got to have at least one. And then 11 and 10 seeds win over the 6 and 7 1.5 times per tournament each.
So you need one.
You need one of those.
You think you need 111 and 110? Or
you
one?
You need 111, 110, and 112 to advance in every tournament. And you're going to need more. One of them, you're going to have two advancing. That's the way it is.
So, Chop, because a 13 seed won last year, would you recommend not picking one this year since it's one every 1.5 tournaments?
Good question.
I have a 13.
Okay.
I have two 13s.
Oh, wow.
I have two 13s.
This is why he loses. It happened last year, and he doubles up this year. He doubles down.
He can't help himself.
This is exactly why I lose. By the way, pick more 9 seeds than 8 seeds.
Oh.
9 seeds beat 8 seeds more often than not.
Pick more 9 than 8.
Yeah. If you just go to the betting line and see who's favored and bet the team that's favored just blindly, you're going to win more 9-8 games than anything else.
The last 3 years, 9 seeds are 8-4.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's worth knowing.
Okay.
So just find the betting line. Whoever's favored, take them. That's how it works. That's kind of how it shakes out with the 9-8. Upsets. On average, there are 8.5 upsets per tournament. That seems low. There's 63 games. 8-9 games, by the way, are not considered upsets. They don't consider those upsets.
Okay, well, then it doesn't seem as low.
Yeah, that's true. Now, in 9 of the last 13, those numbers are higher. We're north of 10 in 9 of the last 13 tournaments. The first round, you've got to have an average of 5 upsets.
Five upsets
in the first round.
See, that is gold. That's gold right there. Picking 1-12 or a 10, that screws me because I'm like, all right, I got a bunch of these to have to pick. I'm not familiar with the teams, so that doesn't really help me. But looking back, after I fill out my first round, I got to know that there's 5.
5. Most we've ever had is 8. Okay. So it's got to be between 5 and 8.
Last year.
I think it may have been.
Yeah, it was.
Second round, you got an average of 3 upsets in the second round.
The most we've ever had
is 6. And that was done 3 different times.
Okay.
Okay. The Sweet 16 and the Elite 8, that is a chalk round. Okay? Sweet 16, you average 0.25 upsets. The most we've ever had in the Sweet 16 is one.
Gold! This is gold, Jerry.
All right? Now, since 2011, at least one 7-seed or lower has made the Final Four every year but one.
Damn.
Lower, like 7, 8, 9,
7, 8, 9, 10? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah.
Every year a every 7 year or worse has made the Final Four?
Since 2011, except for one year.
Oh, that's... Ooh. 7 or worse makes Final Four.
Yeah. You must have at least one of the first four teams that are playing tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
One of those teams is going to win the next round and advance to the round of 32.
So one first four, are we calling it, will win first round?
Will win the opening round, yeah. So one of these teams. So Texas, Xavier, Carolina, San Diego State. Those are the big dogs. Those are the 11 seeds playing. One of those teams is going to win the next round.
Or the American, Sean's team.
Or American, right?
Not the American.
Yeah, same thing.
Saudi. The Saudis.
So, for example, San Diego State and North Carolina, the winner plays Ole Miss. Texas Xavier, the winner plays Illinois. One of those teams that wins is going to beat either Ole Miss or Illinois. That's just it's happened every year except for one.
Wow. I'm really surprised about that.
A number one seed is your best bet to be crowned a champion. Since 1985, there's been 39 tournaments. 25 of them have been won by one seeds. 5-2s, 4-3s, 2-4s, and then one each, 6, 7, and 8. No 5 seed has ever won.
Ooh. Never a 5.
Never a 5. So if you have a 5 seed winning the title, just don't even do it. KenPom. I still don't know what he's like on the radio or
TV.
Who
is this guy? What is this?
Ken Pomeroy. He has a website called KenPom. I love it. I swear by it. Every year since 2002, the champ has been inside his top 25 defense and top 40 offense.
All right. Say that again. Top 25
defense. Top 40 offense.
40. Oh, that's the champ.
That's the champ. These are your teams.
Woo! Giving it to us, y'all. Giving it to you on a platter with a college basketball kegger here on Sean and RJ.
The national champ will be one of these dozen teams. Duke, Florida, Houston, Auburn, Tennessee, Michigan State, Maryland, UCLA.
Crab 5.
That's right.
UCLA.
Yep.
It was Maryland, then UCLA.
Uh-huh. Michigan, Clemson. Louisville.
There's a lot of damn teams.
Uh-huh. Iowa State or Wisconsin?
Ugh.
Are any of them 5 seeds? Clemson is, so no Clemson.
So no Clemson. Take Clemson out.
We're going to kill Clemson.
Good job, Bobby.
Now, you have to have these 7 teams in your Sweet 16.
Oh.
All right. In the last 3 years.
Has to be.
Has to be. If you're in the top 25 in offense and defense... in the last 3 years, you've made the Sweet 16.
Last three. All right. Okay.
Auburn, Duke, Florida, Houston, Clemson, Tennessee, Iowa State.
Oh, you're just making my life easy. I'm just having all of them automatically advancing to the Sweet 16.
Yep.
I don't even have to worry about it.
Now, teams that can't win.
Cannot win.
Do not have these teams as your national champ. St. John's, Illinois, Purdue, Kentucky, BYU, Missouri. They're all high seeds. They all fall outside of something, either first-year head coach to school or rookie head coach or outside of some of these metrics. So don't have those teams. Also, look at this. Every NCAA champ has made at least the second round of their conference tournament. So that eliminates...
Champ, okay.
All right.
So every champ
has made at least the second round of their conference tournament.
Okay.
So that eliminates UCLA, Georgia, and Texas A&M.
A&M.
All right. Michigan is eliminated because they have a first-year head coach at that school. Only Tubby Smith has won as a first-year head coach at their school.
Oh.
Okay. They got the guy from Florida Atlantic. Michigan State is also out. Eliminate Michigan State.
Why?
No top 2 seed has started the year unranked and made a Final Four.
Okay. We've crossed four off the list of like nine that you gave us earlier.
And then every champ since 04 was in the top 12 in the week six AP poll. So that gives you Auburn, Tennessee, Bama, Duke, Florida, Iowa State, Gonzaga, Houston, Kansas, Marquette, Oregon, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Texas Tech.
All right, that's too much for me.
Yeah, you read those too fast. I was keeping up with everything else.
So, two questions. Wisconsin is a player or not? I have them randomly written down on my paper somewhere.
Wisconsin is a player.
Wisconsin is a player. Yeah. And then the other thing in RJ Choppy's tournament tips, give us the injuries. Who are the big injuries or the team that has a problem there?
Well, Houston with Roberts. All right, he's banged up. He got an ankle. Cooper Flagg, obviously. Kentucky. Kentucky has two guys that are hurt that are big-time players for them. One of them's got like a – he keeps separating his shoulder, I think. I think Lamont Butler, he keeps separating his shoulder.
Somebody should fix that.
Yeah, somebody should fix that. So those are three really good teams that have got some injury bugs to them. And then Alabama, like Grant Nelson's been banged up a little bit, and he's had a really creepy mustache, but he's a solid player.
RJ Choppy with your March Madness tournament tips. Take it or leave it. I take it every year, and I never lose the morning show battle. 4-1 Dodgers, they're about to put the Cubs away. They got two on in the top of the ninth as they are officially starting the season in Tokyo.